Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Aleph, Nedarim 71a, pagination is 141, starting from the Mishnah at the top of the page, and we are going to consider the role of the new husband picking up where the first husband left off. The Mishnah states, Nodra v'hi arusa, if a woman made a vow and she is an arusa, she is of the age described in this perek, naira hama'orasa, partly in her father's home, she hasn't quite left the father's home entirely, and partly in the new husband's home, but they haven't quite finished it up. They haven't done the chuppah yet. The actual marriage hasn't occurred, only the kiddushin. And what happened here was, Nisarsa bo bayom. This first husband divorced her, and on the very same day, some other husband snatched her up. She became available, so he was mekadesh her. Now, the Mishnah entertains the possibility that there's something quite interesting going around. Afilu lemeya, even if the new husband divorced her and a different person snatched her up, and even if that person divorced her and a new person snatched her up, to the point that there are 100 different husbands, cycles that are happening in one day. In any case, even if that were to happen, Avia ubaylo ha'achron mefir nidoreha, her father, because he's a constant, together with the last husband, the current husband, could negate her vow. And this is a phenomenal concept, because the original husband is the one by whom the vow was made. And one would think that he's the only one who could undo the vow. Nevertheless, as the Gemara explains, Minolan da'oros acharon mefer nedarim sheniru la'oros rishon, how do you know that the last husband is allowed to undo vows that started off by the first husband? Amashmuel Amakro, it's based on a pasuk, Fimhayo sihiya le'ish unedareha aleha, and she will be to a man. She will become the wife of a man, and she will have vows upon her. Nedarim shahayu aleha kevar, even vows that were already upon her are also included. And these are the vows that we're talking about, even though they really should be in the jurisdiction of the first husband. But the first husband divorced her. He's not around. The current husband is going to have the din of nidoreha aleha, provided that it's still the same day, so that it qualifies for this concept of negating vows, which is biyom shemoa isha yani osa. On the day that he hears, he can negate it. Let's continue at the two dots at the end of a line. Tanya kavasa de Shmuel. We actually have a brisa that supports this approach, that a future husband is able to negate the vows that were made during a previous marriage, as long as it's the same day, so that it still qualifies for biyom shemoa isha. Naira ha'ma'orasa, when you have a case of naira ha'ma'orasa, avia ubayla mefirin nedoreha, the father and the husband can negate the vow. Ketzad, how does this play out in a very sophisticated way? Shama avia v'hefer la, if the father heard and he negated it, v'lo hispik habal l'shmoa ad shemes, and the husband in this case didn't even hear, he died, v'nisar sebo bayom, and she marries that same day, afilu meya pa'amim, even 100 times, divorce, marriage, or death, marriage, avio ubailo achron mefirin nedoreha. The halacha would be that it is in the power of the last, meaning the current husband, to negate the vow. Another case, shama bailo vehefer lo. The husband did do hafara, but the father didn't hear until after the husband's death. So they aren't able to be mefer negated together. So the Braisa presents it that chozer ha'av o mefer chalko shalbal. The father, when he does hear, should negate his portion, and he should negate the husband's portion as well, because as we discussed, nisrokna, the husband's portion gets poured into the father's jurisdiction, and he's able to negate them both. It's interesting that we're actually requiring that he do an act negating both. It's not enough if he just negates his portion. And the Ran explains that the presentation over here is pointing out, 4 lines from the bottom of the Ran, the afa gav de bal kvar hefer chelko, even though really the husband already was mefer, afilu achi chozer avu mefer, the father still has to do it, afo sechelik atzmo shabal, even the husband's portion, mishim dechimayis lebal batal afara delay, because when the husband dies, his negating is lost. It's not effective. And by the time the father hears, the husband is not there to negate with him. And therefore, the father should negate it twice, once on his behalf and one on behalf of the deceased husband. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.